Today's episode of the Beauté Industry Podcast was brought to you by Love Silk. Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Beauté Industry Podcast, your online support community for the professional beauty industry, connecting you with educational pieces, innovative industry products, and inspiration from industry experts. I'm your host, founding director of Beauté Industry, Tamara Shaw. On today's episode, I get to speak with the lovely Claire Martin from Claire Martin Cosmetic Tattooing in Melbourne. Claire has trained in, loved, and enjoyed the beauty and aesthetics industry for over 15 years. As a trained beauty therapist and skin technician, she purchased a rundown beauty business in 2009, and over the course of 5 years, she turned it into a highly profitable, award-winning salon, which she then sold in 2014. Having trained in cosmetic tattooing at 22, Claire reignited her passion for the industry 5 years ago and is now an award-winning cosmetic tattoo technician here in Australia. With her sound knowledge of the skin cosmetic tattoo experience and a business development skills, Claire has decided to launch a business academy to help cosmetic tattoo artists accelerate themselves and their business to move from generalist into specialist in the arena, which I highly, highly love. She has also designed a 12-week program to assist artists in building a solid business foundation through not only highly valuable systems, but also tackles emotional struggles, client expectations, alignment, and improved mindset, which all allow the artists to focus on what they do best, which is their art. We are so lucky to have Claire for a moment of her time today, giving us insight on the cosmetic tattooing world that has become so abundant in the beauty industry over the last 3 to 5 years. We welcome today to the podcast, Claire Martin.
Thank you, Tamara. I'd love to help you guys, so I'm ready to go.
Brilliant. Let me start by saying I have done a little bit of snooping on your social channels and you have 74 reviews on Facebook and every single one of them has been rated 5 stars out of 5 stars. So that is bananas. tell me how your service differs from others maybe out there in the cosmetic tattooing industry.
Oh, I'm absolutely overwhelmed by those reviews and something I'm really proud of, actually. I tell a lot of my clients to go and seek out those testimonials so that they can have a look at them. Look, I guess over the years in business, I've really learned that I genuinely care and have a passion and respect for not only my clients, but also my art. And I've really feel that all work and all business in the beauty industry should come from a place of authenticity. It's so easy to get swept up in the glamour of what we do and, you know, and just try and lots of people are coming into this industry at the moment just for the dollars. Mm. And they're actually forgetting the fine art of caring for the client. So I guess to summarize that, it's something that's evolved over time, but I just work with honesty and integrity. I always take time and care in all of my treatments. I never rush anything. And I'm very clear about what I can deliver and manage my clients' expectations. And that has been enforced through systems I've implemented in my business. So I guess when a client comes in, they really know what they're getting. Mm. They know what they're paying for. They know what they get for that money. And I give them what they want. And all in all, that I guess that results in a happy customer. So it's really a case of not disappointing somebody, and the clearer you are with what you can deliver and then what you offer them, I think is the better, I suppose.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more there. One of my girlfriends has, in fact, had their eyebrows tattooed by you, and she actually, she had them done previously elsewhere, and she wasn't particularly the most happy customer when she left there. And so she said, I need to do something about this. And so she told me of her experience with you, and she said, I was so picky and so fussy, and Claire was so accommodating, and she kept on rubbing out the lines, and she would fix this little little bit here, and she just spoke wonders of you. And I guess when you've kind of got that word of mouth, and you can see all of those testimonials, it really just, it's kind of organic for you, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. And with anything, word of mouth is the best form of referral. As very little advertising that I have to do. I really just post pictures for fun because I love to show the transformations of the clients and what it can do for people. And yeah, it's it definitely, service is, you know, as good as the art is and as good as you have to be at it, service is paramount, and it's something I really pride myself in. I probably over-deliver in the service sometimes. Patience and service is definitely key.
Amazing. And I've read on your website something that really stuck out for me. It says there that you do not perform on-trend tattooing. So what does that mean?
Oh, well, look, my tagline is natural beauty enhanced. And I think, you know, again, with social media and how glamorized the beauty industry is, we're just overdoing everything. And that goes for injectables, you know, just hardcore with, you know, how full on we do all this thing. And I think for me, I've really wanted to just strip everything back and help the client understand that when they come in for a treatment, they may just be thinking about that day. You know, they often come in and say, I want to look like this right now. And I might have a 25-year-old sitting in front of me or a 30-year-old, but I know at 25 and 30, what I wanted to look like as far as makeup application goes is way different to what I look like at 40. So I just really like to tell people that it's important when you're having cosmetic tattoo, it should just be a natural enhancement. I don't feel personally under any circumstance that tattooing someone's face should be for an on-trend look. It's dangerous ground in my eyes, and I'm really maybe not looking out for the welfare of the client. We have to sort of anticipate that in 10, 15 years, if they are in their mid-20s or early 30s, they won't necessarily want big, bold eyebrows and so something I've really focused on is just working naturally with the client's brows, their facial features, and helping their other features come forward, not just their brows stand out when they walk in the room. I'm very passionate about that.
Yeah, I really like your tagline, enhancing the natural beauty. I think that's so important because you do see so many people in this industry, and even if clients, they're coming in and out of the business, and you know, the eyebrows or the lip filler is something that you first see and then you think, oh wow, okay, that's a little bit a little bit offensive.
I have to hold myself back sometimes. I'm constantly pointing at examples of bad cosmetic tattoo across the South Melbourne market or somewhere where I am, and it's so sad. It's you know, some people are great at doing bold eyebrows. I follow some artists that I absolutely love, and they work with these beautiful young girls and they look stunning, and they really do look amazing, and kudos to them for pulling it off. But I'm definitely more conscious of down the track, and I think laser tattoo removal is going to be a big game to be in, sadly. But yeah, I think you have to take some responsibility as an artist to make sure that what you're producing is something someone can carry through with time, because there are aspects of this that are permanent and semi-permanent.
Yeah, it just needs to be definitely exactly as you said, they're almost timeless, because even when a Facebook photo comes up from a year ago on my profile, I go, oh my goodness, what was I wearing, or why did I do my makeup that way? So when you're kind of looking at the cosmetic tattooing world, it's a little bit more permanent than just changing a dress.
Definitely, yeah, absolutely. And those considerations should definitely be at the forefront of a technician's mind and a client's. So I think it's good to highlight that when they come in, that they're aware of those things.
If you could give some advice to people who may be training to be a cosmetic tattoo artist, what would that be? Because I know there are so many short courses around these days. So you're obviously a professional in your field. If I was training, I would love to hear some advice from you.
Yeah, I get contacted about this all the time, Tamara. It's this industry has exploded in the last 5 years. Like, it's really gone insane. And I was very fortunate to be on the the very front end of that when I was sort of getting really into it. But as a result, we're seeing these 2-day short courses pop up like we do in the beauty industry. It's the same with everything, is somehow we get this massive trend coming in of a particular service, and then all of these cowboys flood in behind it and start money making. And it really is the technician that loses out. So I've got heaps of advice on this. We're in an unregulated industry, sadly. There's a lot of movement around changing that. And I know there's a lot of women in this industry that are looking to get it regulated. So, but until then, the most important thing is just research, research, research. There's fantastic trainers here in Melbourne and in Sydney. And I'm hoping I'm able to mention her, but a girl called Georgie, she's of distinctive features. She's particularly amazing. The reason why is because she's not a get them in, get them out production line. She actually will test a client's artistic ability and also their skin knowledge before she'll even take them on. And that's just showing her absolute integrity for the industry, for starters. And then after they've passed that, and then they will go on further to learn everything about the skin, even though we've done that before. They learn about the skin, color theory, and it's very much an assessment style training. So it's constantly sending photos back, them going away, them sending back pictures of models, coming back in. It's a very, very careful way of training, and absolutely how it should be done. So she stands out to me as one of the leaders at the moment, and she's becoming very big in Australia for her training technique because of that. And she's just a beautiful soul with absolutely good intention. So seeking out those kind of trainers that are really invested in not only the start of your journey, but are actually able to offer advanced classes and master classes and have Facebook groups that they interact on and get involved with. You know, it's very easy if you go onto forums in our industry and ask the question, who would you advise for cosmetic tattoo training? Her name is one of the many that come up. And I do know others in Sydney, Talina Johnson and Belle Barker, and other girls in Melbourne that I'm more than happy to pop down and list for resources if people would want
Yeah,
it.
that would be amazing.
But yeah, it's definitely after the training, it's practice, practice, practice.
Yeah, I think sometimes as beauty therapists, we attend a course and then think, yay, we've got a certificate. And then we never revisit that course. And it's proven that you only take 20% of information away with you when you do attend a day course or a workshop. So having 20% of information and then going and tattooing somebody's eyebrows is a completely, it's chalk and cheese. And you see those horrible Instagram videos and Facebook, and I just sit there and I can't even watch it. I'll watch all of the ones about the pimple popping, fine, but when I see all of these blades coming through the skin, and it just makes me cringe. It's really scary. We will be back with more from Claire Martin after this short message from our sponsors. This episode of the Beauty Industry Podcast was brought to you by Love Silk, specializing in 100% pure silk products, pillowcases, eye masks, and more. Email for inquiries.
Oh, it absolutely is. You know, at the end of the day, we've got to remember people are being disfigured by this treatment. And as a person, you have to sit back and say, how would I feel if it was me that did that to somebody? And that's a shocking, realistic, view to put on it, but it's so very valid. And I think, yeah, investing in your being prepared to invest several thousands of dollars, and I mean up to 10, if not more, in your initial training is absolutely imperative. And to have that very, skill building type of training. And then really, if you do that training, is be ready to go straight away afterwards. So if you're in a salon or if you're setting up on your own, then have those clients that are prepared to come in that you can start working on, because really at the end of the day, all we can do is make a start, people that you feel comfortable with, and get into it as soon as possible, because it really is, I think it takes, I would say personally, between 200 and 300 clients before you're really past your novice novice level. So it really is something that you need to invest time in to get good and confident about your results and what you're seeing coming back.
And I think as well these days, I know this happens a lot in the injectable side of things, but it is very easy to screenshot somebody else's work and take out their watermark and then put that on your own page. So from a business point of view, I know our audience, there are lots of business owners in our audience for the podcast. If I'm a business owner and I'm thinking of renting out a room or getting someone in to temp as a cosmetic tattoo artist, I have no idea about cosmetic tattooing. So what kind of questions should our business owners be asking potential employees or potential contracts who are cosmetic tattoo artists?
Yeah, look, I think it's like you say, it's all about the research. You want to get them in and meet them. For sure, I would just meet them face to face and ask them to bring their phone with them of photos of clients that they've worked on. Because I know if someone found my phone, they think I was a complete freak because my gallery is full of people's heads with photos of eyebrows and everything else. And you're seeing the authentic resource that they come from. You definitely want to ask where they've trained, who they've trained with, and you can call that trainer and speak with them, and then obviously checking out whether they're an authentic trainer. There are Facebook groups where you can go on and ask people, you know, have you heard of these trainers? Are they respected? And people will honestly say whether they know of them or they don't, because it's something that we're really full on, you know, sorting out at the moment, and really just checking them out and asking, you know, they really want to have their own skin penetration license. They want to understand all about bloodborne pathogens and how to control hygiene, because that's so crucial as well. We've got all that element of hygiene coming into it too. And really just sounding them out with questions about how long they've been doing it. Do they have their insurance in place? Can you see their certificates of insurance? All of these things will actually tell you whether they work with integrity or not and whether they're a real artist.
Amazing. That's a pretty good list of interview questions there.
If you want to be with them for a couple of hours.
yeah, absolutely. And it's just, it really is that kind of make or break, especially when it's your business. You really need to have that perfect partnership of being able to trust somebody, because at the end of the day, even if it is they are contracting or temping, the name is your business. So it can be a little scary.
Oh, totally. Yeah, totally. You know, with that, you could always definitely, if you're looking for somebody, you could actually contact the bigger trainers in Melbourne and say, have they had any standout students that perhaps, you know, in 6 months to a year, they feel would be particularly gifted at cosmetic tattoo? Because I just think sometimes it's something you can see in someone straight away. They tick all the boxes, you know, they're just flying through. And obviously artistic skill is a massive part of that. But you could definitely call the trainers. I know that sometimes people will mention to me they came across an amazing student with such skill and they just fly through and just get it straight away. So that's always a good idea if you're looking for somebody as well.
That's a really good idea. And we mentioned there, just when I was telling our audience about you, the Claire Martin Business Academy. Can you elaborate on this for me?
Yeah, definitely. Look, this was something that came from actually a bit of a place of struggle and pain for me, to be honest, Tamara. I am a perfectionist and a quite anal. And with that, you know, you can take some things in business quite hard. So I really noticed a gap between the art of cosmetic tattoo, which is something, if you go into it, I think when people go into cosmetic tattoo, they're normally really interested in the artistic side. It's very feminine, you know, we're working in flow, we're in this very creative space, and we're doing these beautiful treatments that are very arty, and we're communicating, talking and exchanging, and it's this lovely feminine side which beauty therapy sits really well in. But then you've got the masculine side, which we all hate, which I know I do, is the systems, the structure, you know, having everything in line so that when you carry out that art, you're actually protecting yourself from emotionally, physically, financially, legally, all of this stuff. So I saw that gap and I felt the stress of not having that in place in a really detailed way. So I decided to design a 12-week program that takes on artists who are in this space where they're great at their art, but they're really in a struggle with their structure of their business and setting clear expectations for their clients. So I guess what I mean by that is this course should allow people to move from a place of stress and they're losing time, perhaps in repeating treatments or giving their time away, or they're perhaps losing clients because they don't have a deposit system in place and people don't turn up. You know, the causes of stress, and that really affects your time and your emotions. It's moving them from that space into a space of a leader. So what I mean by that is it's implementing mindset, alignment, and structure into their business that allows them to move into a place of leadership. So that means a place where their business is run so well by their systems that they can just sit in their room and do their art and be amazing at it and not have the distraction of worrying whether a client will want a third free session or whether they're going to turn up and you won't have any money or, you know, all of these things. So that's what the 12-week program is really based around.
Amazing. So you must have already completed your cosmetic tattooing kind of first step course, and then now you're in the business, you've mastered it, and now you're really wanting more of the business acumen side. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think sometimes that like, I absolutely welcome technicians that are starting out and want to get straight on board with this 100% because it definitely sets you up to be an absolute security in your business going forwards. Sadly, it's not something that's realized, I don't think, till people are about a year or two in and they go, oh, I'm doing all of this, but then all of this is happening in the background. So it's both, really. If you're just getting into it and you want to invest in that side and you want to start from an awesome place and have a really solid business foundation, then definitely they can contact me and I can take them through and just have a chat. Like, even to start with, just I love to just chat with my clients, see where they're sitting, you know, what their emotional blocks might be, you know, everything like that. See what pains they're having and then see if I can actually help them. So, and make sure they're.
Amazing. So it sounds like it kind of even goes beyond a service for you.
Yes, sorry, can you repeat that again, Tamara?
Yeah, it sounds like it goes beyond a service for you. So you're not just doing the art of the cosmetic tattooing, but you're actually going a little bit psychological.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, as business owners, we have a lot of glass ceilings when it comes to mindset. So, you know, we often undervalue ourselves for starters, and that doesn't even just mean with by money and what we charge a client, but with time. We are exchanging money for time, and if people waste that time in any way, then we lose out. And, you know, sometimes people are scared of implementing deposit systems and these kinds of practices or really detailed paperwork because they're just worried of what the client may think, when actually it comes across, I think, really positively from a client. They feel very secured by the fact that this is a well-oiled machine and that you're speaking from such a place of knowledge and practice that this has become standard for you to work in that way. And as a result, you attract a client that is willing to pay more money and have an extraordinary service. I know that's something for me. I was mentored, I have been mentored and coached through my whole career. And I always remember Bridget Benge telling me that there's ordinary and there's a plethora of ordinary out there that charge ordinary prices and do ordinary treatments. But when you level up and you take your business to the extraordinary, there's a lot less competition. And if you get your name out there and everything's in place and your systems and your art and everything all aligned, you can make very good money because you're actually delivering a very good service.
Yeah, I do agree with that as well. If you could use the platform of the Beauty Industry podcast to get across any message, what would that be?
Look, the message for me would be, if you're interested in this industry, is to get out there and really get involved and talk to as many people as you can. There are some great associations that we've got here in Australia, one being the Association of Cosmetic Tattoo. I would definitely advise joining that association. They're again, send out lovely information, great Facebook page, and they do get master trainers over from overseas if those are already qualified, want to expand their knowledge. Join Facebook groups, of course, and converse with people in there, try and talk to them, integrate with the artists, We've got fantastic events that are now popping up. One is run by happening in September, yours for starters, that's one, and then another one in September called Brow Artists Unite, by Melanie Foley. She's a beautiful soul in the industry, a little pocket rocket. She's holding this event to really unite artists and bring all the standout ones together and build a real community of us all. And really just do your research and investigate and make use of people who have got, this knowledge to help you. Again, like I said, I'm happy to write a resource list of trainers, Facebook groups, associations that we can send out to all the beauté industry listeners. That's definitely what I would say.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. And it sounds like your the industry of the cosmetic tattoo artist is really welcoming and warm, and you're already talking my language in terms of community and, supporting each other. So I think that's really beneficial for people to know because it's such a niche service that
Yeah.
there's not a whole lot of talking about it, I guess.
Yeah. And you know what, Tamara? We need beauty therapists in this industry. That's the craziest thing. As I talk to beauty therapists and they say, oh God, I couldn't possibly do this. It seems so scary. But they're the people that we need because they're speaking from a place of knowledge. They understand the skin, they understand anatomy, they understand the wound healing process, they understand ingredients, or they understand performing a good consultation and taking a client on a journey. It's all stuff that we've learned as therapists to do well. And then yet they're scared of doing it. So don't be scared. Gosh, I was scared for years. I put this off. From my first training, I did it 22 in London in some dodgy little loft somewhere. I was petrified of doing it. And yeah, take the leap, but definitely take the leap in the right way and be prepared to invest well. But there is a great, if you can get in with the good ones and really seek out the people that have been in it for a while, they'll definitely help you. And I think it is a welcoming industry and definitely one that's trying to build a community as well at the moment.
Amazing, amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Claire. Really appreciate your
It's
time.
my pleasure. I've had a great time.
We will be sure to link the Claire Martin Cosmetic Tattoo website, and all of her socials on all of our socials and the online community. So, as you've just heard, if you wish to chat with Claire further, she is really open, to you reaching out. We'll definitely grab that resource list. And I would also love to mention that Claire is going to be featuring as a guest at our Beauté brunch event on August the 26th. So you can catch her over there. And we're so excited to have you.
I'm looking forward to it. It'd be great to be there.
As always, if you have enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe to the channel and give us a 5-star rating. And don't forget to follow us on all of our social channels, such as Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. And if you haven't yet, jump on the Beauté Industry website and make yourself a member profile. Until next time, stay connected. Thank you for tuning in to episode 13 with Claire Martin from Claire Martin Cosmetic Tattoo. Next Monday, episode 14, we chat with Katie Lowndes of Beauty Salemate, all about how you can maximize your retail spendage as well as connecting with clients on a more behavioral level. Be sure to tune in next Monday. Until next time, stay connected.